Since the pandemic began, many people, including me, pushed off routine checkups and cancer screenings, you know, colonoscopies, mammograms, and we knew that delay would catch up to us. These screenings can catch early signs of cancer and serious illness. Let's talk now to Dr. Brian Engelum. He's assistant professor of surgery at the University of Maryland Medical Center and lead author of a study in the journal Cancer on the impact of the pandemic on the diagnoses of new cancers. Dr. Engelum, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. I'm excited to be here.
Help us understand what this delay looks like in terms of screenings that didn't happen or in terms of cases of cancer at later stages than they would otherwise be found.
So what we did in our study is we looked at the VA population, which has more than 9 million patients in the VA system.
These are veterans hospitals, yeah.
Yes. And we looked at pre-COVID data, and then we compared that to what happened after the pandemic started and throughout the year 2020. And we found that colonoscopies were down almost 50% across the country. That means 130,000 procedures that didn't get done. Prostate biopsies were down almost 30%. CT scans, which are used to identify lung cancers, were down 10%. And cystoscopies, where you put a camera into the bladder to look for bladder cancer, were down 21%. So with all of those procedures down so far, we were afraid that we were missing cancers. There were people out in the community that were going undiagnosed. We further looked at what happened to cancer diagnoses, new cancer diagnoses, after the pandemic started. And we found, as you would expect, if you're not doing screening or other diagnostic procedures, the number of new cancers we were diagnosing in the VA system was down 13 to 23%, depending on which of the four top cancers in the VA population we looked at. So we approximated that there are 17,000 Wow. patients walking around with a cancer that normally we would have picked up.
Yeah, 17,000. And can you help the rest of us get a sense of the human cost of delay for certain cancers? What is the difference between, you know, finding a cancer and waiting 12 months to find it or waiting 24 months to find it?
You know, unfortunately, we don't have perfect data on this. Prostate cancer okay. is fairly indolent. It is slow growing. Lung cancer tends to be significantly more aggressive. With colorectal cancer, you know, we're only asking patients to come in for a colonoscopy once every 10 years if they are of normal risk. So the process of going from a polyp to a cancer that mm-hmm. is inoperable or that we can't cure is certainly longer, but, you know, we just don't have a date of how many months or mm-hmm. years we can wait. And on the individual patient basis, it's impossible to know.
Yeah. Dr. Engelum, when COVID first began, of course, the healthcare system was overwhelmed and people couldn't get to some of these screenings. I delayed my own screening. And then in the last few months, I called at least two providers that never even had a chance to call me back. I wonder if you have your own experience with how the pandemic has just stressed the healthcare system.
Yeah. So I think what happened during the pandemic, as has happened across every industry, we didn't have a system to deal with it because we've never experienced these kinds of difficulties in everything from, you know, getting the supplies that we need to nursing shortages. We had this huge upfront delay. And then we were fully expecting to rebound so that we were doing more colonoscopies yeah. than we had been to make up for all those missed ones. We mm-hmm. never got back to baseline.
And finally, Dr. Engelum, is this a moment for the healthcare system to adapt or innovate, say with colon cancer screenings, less invasive ways to check for something, or with skin cancer to use telemedicine to at least look for early clues? Has this prompted innovations in the space?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. And I hope that we do use this as a natural experiment to see if we could be doing something different. Certainly in the colonoscopy, colon cancer space, fecal occult blood tests are up since 2021. although it doesn't look like we have been doing enough of them to make up for the decrease in colonoscopies, that is a potential way to get patients back. The other thing that I would like to see us do is use this as an opportunity to prepare for the next pandemic, the next natural disaster, anything where we have a major disruption in care, and using the electronic medical record as a way to create a surveillance system where when we have this disruption, we can dive into the data immediately and identify where we are missing patients, what demographic groups we need to focus on to get patients back in to their routine care.
Yeah, I understand where potentially big data can help us out. Dr. Brian Englem is an assistant professor of surgery at the University of Maryland Medical Center. Dr. Englem, thank you very much.
Yeah, I really appreciate it, Scott. Thank you.